Hello, I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, look, I must say, have been looking forward to this for a long
Oh,
time.
thank you.
No, oh, look, I was just in high school many years ago now, Annie, and
Yes, me
I was just fascinated at the local library at North Sydney. They had a book on forensic medicine and the way that people
Oh,
died.
yes.
And I just found it fascinating.
Sounds like you need a career in forensics.
I think I'm a bit too late for that now. I'm thinking
Oh,
about retirement around the corner, Annie.
you can read all about it, yes.
But I have to ask you, what happened in your life to make you want to do this kind of work?
Well, I've always been a bit of a problem solver, so I gravitate towards science and maths because usually, be able to do the research or follow a formula to get a solution. Forensic science is the application of science to law, like using science to solve crime. So it really ticked all the boxes for me.
What's your relationship with police?
So we are part of the Australian Federal Police. So we're attached as an operation support area in forensics.
And you work hand in hand?
We do, yes. So obviously we have the frontline police that attend first. They assess the scene and then give us a call to for us to attend.
And what happens, say, away from the crime scene? There's an autopsy on a body, and something is in question. Are you brought into that as well?
We are, yes. So as forensic science, you work in quite a big team. So there's a task or a role for depending on what your specialist is. So of course, at the mortuary, we work with the forensic pathologist. They would do the examination of the body, and we would assist in that role to take photographs or any samples that is required from the body to, obviously get evidence from.
I just want to go back to 2002. You were sent as a small group of forensic specialists immediately deployed to Bali in the aftermath of the Bali bombing. What was that like for you?
Yes, in 2002, I was a crime scene investigator based in Canberra. So I was really doing a lot of the property crime jobs. So when I deployed to Bali, it really was a big learning experience for me. It was my first overseas deployment, and working with technical specialists at such a large scale investigation, really thinking about it now, was a big sense of achievement.
What was one of the first jobs you had to do when you got to Bali?
So the first job was, and actually, in fact, I was taken out of the security briefing by my team leader because we did get this job quite unexpectedly, in quite late in the evening because the local police had seized a motorbike, a helmet, and pair of gloves, which they suspected was worn by one of the suspects, to take to the bomb scene. So we went to the local police station to examine the helmet and the gloves for DNA and fingerprints.
And how do you feel? October 12 is the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it is. It's looking back, it really is a big sense of achievement. It was a long investigation for us, and looking back, we did a lot, and it was the teamwork and everyone involved in that investigation. It's actually quite a proud moment to relive.
And in your time, Annie, have you seen much advancement in forensics in that time?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I would say in the beginning, when I started, we were still doing a lot of the traditional forensic science roles. We attend the scene, do the fingerprints, the DNA, and we write our statement. We attend court. Nowadays, we really need to work smarter. Crime is changing, the operational environment is changing. Our role now is, also in the disruption phase, prevention. To make sure that these big these jobs don't happen, and that we can get them and get the evidence using forensic intelligence or whatever it may be, to ensure that everyone is safe.
We're speaking with Annie Lamb, forensic scientist, as part of Science Week. And Annie, do you feel there'll be some cold cases resolved due to this new technology?
Yes. Yes, and we have a capability here. You may have heard the Unidentified Human Remains Project, where we actually have the capability to look at very old bones, and perhaps get DNA from it to link to missing persons. So that's a project that's really close to the missing persons unit, and so that, of course, can lead to the solving of cold cases.
Wow, fascinating. And before we go, Annie, I just have to ask, as a forensic scientist, how do you feel about TV forensic shows?
Look, CSI is very glamorous. I myself would not wear high heels to a crime scene. And we don't make any arrests, so we need to bust those stereotypes. But I think there's other stereotypes that portray scientists in lab coats and the nerdy type, which I also think is a bit misleading. You know, there are the traditional scientists in the lab roles, which is very important. But forensic science is all about, you know, field work as well, supporting the front line. So, you know, let's bust some of those myths.
Yeah. What is your favourite show, I must ask?
Oh, look, I actually like the cooking shows. I need to, when I'm at home, I need to wind down.
Yeah, fair.
I need to wind down and not think about work.
Yeah, so. That's probably a good answer. There you go.
Yeah.
Annie Lamb, forensic scientist, as part of Science Week, thank you for taking the time to speak to me and our listeners here this morning at Territory FM.
Thank you for the chat.